Morning, Steph.
Good morning, Tess. So we're going to start with American experimental producer Yves Tumor, who's been around for a number of years making music and someone who's just built a career on the ability to cut across, you know, many different styles yet have these finished products that are so structured and cohesive. So Safe in the Hands of Love is his new album and was a surprise release actually last Friday that came without prior announcement. And he's often lumped in the category or genre of noise. And there is a little bit of that on here, but it's almost a wild and fearless sprawl into indie rock, jazz, soul, ambient. There's a little bit of drone on here as well. Look, if there's one album to put on from start to finish this week, I would recommend this one here. I think there's a little bit of everything for listeners. So let's take a cut from it now. This is Yves Tumor with Lifetime.
Couple of just sort of unannounced releases recently. I like
this. Yeah, and this is one of the better ones of those unannounced releases. It's Yves Tumor with Safe in the Hands of Love. That's the album, and the track playing out now is called Lifetime. But yeah, just real hard hitting, and one of those musicians who has that great ability, I guess, to make challenging music more accessible. I think that's a good way to put it. Yeah,
I love it. What else have we got?
So moving on, we're going to look at Fred Thomas, who made a bit of a name for himself in the late 90s, early 2000s as frontman of indie rock band Saturday Looks Good to Me. And he's stayed in that rock lane for almost 20 years now, but just does it so well. And one of those artists that I think will continue making music for the rest of his life. I think he's probably got about 8, maybe 10 solo albums.
Oh, wow.
Now, yeah. And this new one from him is called Aftering and out on the Polyvinyl record label and rounds off an unofficial trilogy of albums he started in 2015. And there's a kind of stream of consciousness, a conversational tone across this record and a wryness that's equal parts devastating but also funny. And I appreciate that about him. Yeah, so we'll take a cut now from Fred Thomas, a single from him called Alter.
Digesting the ashes of a dead friend, courting barricades and claims, cultivating contradictions, drinking whispers. And everybody knew without even speaking.
It's kind of less stream of consciousness than spoken word, but a bit more than some of the music you would hear. It's kind of in between.
Yeah, it's right in between there. That's a good way of describing it. And I think, yeah, one of those records that you'll hear and it's super upbeat and you almost feel like you can like kick down a door when you're listening to it. Yeah.
I love that. We've got one more.
So we're going to end with singer-songwriter Emma Ruth Rundle, who put out her third album on Dark Horses on Friday. And Emma makes a type of, I guess, slow-burning, shadowy folk that's a little twisted and noirish, but also so pretty and sprawling. Her vocal pace on this is brilliantly controlled throughout and she has this country lilt that reminds me of Emmylou Harris cross Gillian Welch. So, yeah. Let's finish off with Emma Ruth Rundle and a song of hers called Control.
Thanks, Steph.
Thank you.